Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama 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 Iva Kivalam Kalao Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Book 1970 Version Prayers by the Personified Vedas Part number 339 Entitled On Meditation. The Vedas personified continued to pray. Those who are very materialistic and who cannot understand the situation of the spiritual world are unable to understand the abode of Krishna. For such persons, great sages have recommended the yogic process whereby one gradually rises from meditation on the abdomen, which is technically called Muladhara or Manipuraka meditation. Muladhara and Manipuraka are technical terms which refer to the intestines within the abdomen. Gross materialistic persons think that economic development is of foremost importance because they are under the impression that a living entity exists only by eating. Such grossly materialistic persons forget that although we may eat as much as we like, if the food is not digested, it produces the troubles of indigestion and acidity. Therefore, in itself, eating is not the cause of the vital energy of life. For digestion of eatables, we have to take shelter of another superior energy, which is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita as Vaishvanara. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that it is He who helps the digestion in the form of Vaishvanara. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervasive. Therefore, His presence as Vaishvanara is not extraordinary. Krishna is actually present everywhere. Therefore, the Vaishnava marks his or her body with temples of Vishnu. One first marks a tilak temple on the abdomen, then on the chest, then between the collarbones, then on the forehead, and gradually one marks the top of the head, the Brahma Rundra. The 13 temples of tilak marked on the body of a Vaishnava are known as follows. On the forehead is the temple of Lord Keshava. On the belly is the temple of Lord Narayana. On the chest is the temple of Lord Madhava. And on the throat, between the two collarbones, is the temple of Lord Govinda. On the right side of the waist is the temple of Lord Vishnu. On the right arm is the temple of Lord Madhusudana. On the right side of the collarbone, the temple of Lord Trivikrama. Similarly, on the left side of the waist is the temple of Lord Vamanadeva. On the left arm is the temple of Sridhara. On the left side of the collarbone is the temple of Rishikesha. On the upper back, the temple is called Padmanabha. And on the lower back, the temple is called Damodara. And on the top of the head, the temple is called Vasudeva. This is the process of meditation on the Lord's situation in different parts of the body. But for those who are not Vaishnavas, great sages recommend meditation on the bodily concept of life, meditation on the intestines, on the heart, on the throat, on the eyebrows, and on the forehead, and then at last at the top of the head. Some of the sages in the disciplic succession from the great saint Aruna meditate on the heart because the supersoul is also staying within the heart along with the living entity. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, wherein the Lord states, "I am seated in everyone's heart." For the Vaishnava, the protection of the body for the service of the Lord is also a part of devotional service. But those who are gross materialists accept the body as the self. They worship the body by the yogic process of meditation. And they meditate on the different parts, the different bodily parts, such as Manipuraka, Dahara, Hridaya, and gradually rising to the Brahmarandra on the top of the head. The first-class yogi who has attained perfection in the practice of the yoga system ultimately passes through the Brahmarandra to any of the planets in either the material or spiritual worlds. How a yogi can transfer oneself to another planet is very vividly described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this regard, Shukadeva Goswami has recommended that the beginners worship the Virata Purusha. That Virata Purusha is the gigantic universal form of the Lord. One who cannot believe that the Lord can be worshipped with equal success in the deity or archa form, or who can concentrate on this form, is advised to worship the universal form of the Lord. The lower part of the universe is considered the feet and legs of the Lord's universal form. The middle part of the universe is considered the navel or abdomen of the Lord. The upper planetary systems, such as Janaloka and Maharloka, are the heart of the Lord, and the topmost planetary system, Brahmaloka, is considered the top of the Lord's head. There are different processes recommended by great sages, and according to the position of the worshiper, the ultimate aim of all meditational and yogic process is to go back home, back to Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, anyone who reaches the highest planet, the abode of Krishna, or even the Vaikuntha planets, never has to come down again to this miserable material condition of life. The Vedic recommendation, therefore, is that one makes the lotus feet of Vishnu the target of all one's efforts. Tad Vishnu Paramang Padang. Vishnu Loka, or the Vishnu planets, are situated above all the material planets. These Vaikuntha planets are known as Sanatan Dham, and they are eternal. They are never annihilated, not even by the annihilation of this material world. The conclusion is that if a human being does not fulfill the mission of his or her life by worshiping the Supreme Lord and does not go back to Godhead, then it is to be understood that one has become frustrated in fulfilling the main purpose of their human form of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.